4th of December 2024. R.I.P. Arnold. It is over. After 2 weeks, 5 mousetraps, 1 packet of rat poison, 10 helpful suggestions, and about 1/4 of a jar of peanut butter, Arnold is dead. And I feel awful about it. As a vegetarian sailing a boat with a Buddhist name, we should have done better. But this is Colombia, and as I mentioned last time, the concept of a human mousetrap simply does not translate into Latino Spanish. Consequently, night after night, I would fall asleep, listening to him behind the panelling, gnawing, and rose the next morning to find all the traps licked so clean they might have been through a dishwasher. Admittedly, Arnold did nearly come to a sticky end, literally, after I took a taxi to Home Center, a superstore the size of one of South America's smaller countries, to buy a pair of sticky traps. The idea behind these is that the mouse puts his foot in the goo and can't get it out. They hadn't tried it on Arnold, though. He did put his foot in the goo, and then dragged the trap all over the forecastle, covering everything else in goo, before finally shaking it off in a Sainsbury's bag for life, which now has a much shorter life. Anyway, he bolted. Next, I mashed up a sort of rouillard of rat poison and peanut butter, reasoning that he would be so busy licking it off and feeling smug that he would never realize he was eating the condemned mouse's last meal. I don't know how he did it, but the entire dessert disappeared, and Arnold did not. I can only think that he spat out the blue bits and ate the brown. Anyway, as a savoury, he chewed the top off my clarinet reed. It was a Van Doren, and I take it as a personal affront. Arnold was toying with me. He made me feel like the Puttabon Commandant in The Great Escape, when Steve McQueen, on the way to the cooler, grins at him and says, "You'll still be here when I get out." It's my own fault. I underestimated him from the start. Because he joined in Aruba, I presumed that he had jumped off one of the enormous cruise ships and would be easy prey. He'd probably lived his life on smoked salmon and truffles. Well, now the gloves were off. For one thing, I was being goaded by Nico Bolas, a regular of the blog, who announced that he was sending me 2 electronic devices. I looked them up. They made my hair stand on end. Any mouse putting a foot inside one would get zapped with the full force of 6 AA batteries. But the Amazon delivery won't get here until December the 12th. It was time to man up. I spent a day in the public market, Santa Marta's version of Camden, with stalls selling everything, including, tucked away behind the grill sausages and pineapples, mouse-sized mouse traps. Maybe Arnold wasn't ready for the rat-sized one yet, although the rate he was getting through peanut butter it wouldn't be long. I filed down the bars that spring the traps to make the mechanism more sensitive, a sort of hair trigger, if you like. Now I felt like Edward Fox in The Day of the Jackal, a cold, calculating professional. And sure enough, on the second morning, there he was, hanging off the side of the navigator's seat, his neck squished under the big trap's mega spring, his naughty little nose in a pool of blood. Of course, he'd polished off the other traps first.